Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. If you'd like to go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. That's where you can peruse his offerings, his writings, his books. You can find out what he's got to say about lots of things. He's truly one of our brilliant instructors. He's a senior USA Prepares instructor, richardallenmiller.com. Rick, you're talking about deuterium mining. Would you continue, please?
Well, they say that the South Seas down there between Australia, and actually it's New Zealand and Antarctica, is almost pure deuterium. Now, that's because of the wobble and the way water behaves in certain kinds of spin form. And that's why they mine it there. Deuterium is not that uncommon. It's everywhere. And in your drinking water, everything. And at some point, you take, just like they're going to do with CBDs and other things, there's going to be some new technologies using spin or centrifuges rather than extraction processes like CO2. And I'm going to predict that that deuterium is going to have a secondary effect on what happens with the sea in terms of ocean currents and how it's going to affect land masses. And nothing around any coastal area is going to be safe. Because look what a 3-foot tsunami did to Fukushima. And that was only a 3-footer, not a 100-footer like in the day after tomorrow when the ship floats in between the buildings. A capsized ship, I might add. Not a ship. A capsized one. One that turned upside down. I have been in rough seas in 30-foot water going out in the outer streets of Juan de Fuca, sailing to Alaska. I've been there and I've done that in that kind of a sea. And let me tell you, the thing that makes water so weird is that it does not compress, which means you have complete transfer of the energy from one side to the other. And why water is possibly one of the more dangerous elements, molecule, is because it does not compress. And you have complete transfer of the energy. And when you have a flood or a tidal wave, I mean, you got to be right on that one at sea or you're down there with Davy Jones.
And isn't that why water is used for fracking? Because it does not compress?
Well, then there it is. That's one of many applications that we're now finding out. And there are phases of water. You know, we talk about the fourth phase of water, gee whiz, you know, H3O2. And then there's Mars, you know, that has liquid water at minus 100 near absolute zero. And, I mean, we're getting down there. Cold, yeah, and water behaves differently. And we're going to discover all molecules change. And that's why there are going to be multiple periodic charts in our new physics, because everything changes with boundary conditions. And the Earth is, we don't have a clue what we're doing. You know, we're just newbies, and we think we're really it because we have space flight. And watch how the dolphin and the orca do it. You know, they live in that sea. I did a dive. My first dive when I was Maui rated was at 100 feet for 4 hours. It was a world record. And I had to get, both eardrums were shattered. It took me 2.5 days to decompress. Just 100 feet down for 4 hours.
Rick, 100 feet down, you know, I got to tell you, when I was a child, I'd swim and dive down to the eight-foot bottom. Going to 10 feet was, like, way different from 8 feet. Going 12 feet was extreme on the ears.
There you go. And there are life forms that live down in the Mariana Trench. And you can't even imagine. And that's just shallow compared to the depth of the earth and how things change. And when I was in Antarctica, that when I saw the Nazi base and the Viking base, there was a hole, a perfectly circular hole that went straight down into the mantle, 100 miles. And there was, how can they do that? It was obviously done with a technology we don't have any. In the 70s, we had no way to go down that and explore it. You know, hovercraft, that kind of thing. This was in the 70s now. And I saw artifacts that we have technology now, like fullerenes that are 100 times stronger than diamond. But back in those days, I didn't know about fullerenes. I was working with Buckminster Fuller in the first understandings of things, and yet I had an artifact. I fired a 50 caliber cannon at it. This was at the University of Chicago in the vault, and then went in with an electron microscope to look at lattice damage, and there was zero lattice damage. The material collapsed around the bullet, the ordnance, and then flowed like water back into it, so it had memory. Electrophoretic. Okay, so then I start, oh, man, I have seen things that we don't have. Was that from alien technology or was that from a previous epoch? I don't know. They never, ever, even at my level of clearance, ever gave me full disclosure. I had vaults I could go into, but, you know, that's why they separate vaults. This knowledge from that. That's how they do that. You know, they got another level of plausible deniability and politics. Did you see that article I just sent you? Shining light on sociopaths and politics? Oh, man. And right now today, they've started those proceedings against Trump. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's all BS. Yeah, Trump's a buffoon. Yes. So are the Democrats. And it's just, I want no part of politics. It's crazy. And that was, all that money came from my Social Security. That's not right.
There are a lot of people, Rick, who, I talk to a lot of people. I haven't met anyone yet recently who says, you know, everything's peachy. Everything is just great. Even the GDP feels something is really wrong and going
wrong
in a big way.
You mentioned, you know, that's why TV and Netflix is doing Designated Survivor and now Hit List. Just check out Hit List. Jeez. I mean, it's leaving my mouth open in disbelief, because if Hollywood is doing it, she would if she could. That's where it all starts. Once you see it, it's not only true, it's much worse.
Rick, you mentioned, just going back to the Mariana Trench, that thing is pretty darn deep. It's like 36,000 feet deep. That's huge. It's really deep.
And that's why the earth wobbles, one of the reasons. There's mass.
Right, because it's
struck.
It's not
mass distribution is weird.
Right, because water has different mass than granite versus limestone versus.
There you go. Now you're getting the big picture, and so it's not round like it looks like. It's got wobble structure to it, like an asteroid.
So here's what I've been thinking about while we've been discussing this. So at 36,000 feet depth, there's a column of water on top of the bottom of the trench. 36,000 feet of water weighing down on the bottom of the trench. That is about 15,000, almost 16,000 pounds per square inch. If you calculate it out, that's huge. I don't know if man, and I don't know this, if man has ever created anything that can withstand 15,000 or 16,000 PSI. Have we? That's a lot of pressure. I mean, I know that my hydraulic system on a tractor, the hoses are rated at 5,000 PSI, and that's a lot.
Those are extra duty. Of carbon that are now being used in things like bicycles and motorcycles with their monofilament carbon. It thin layers of atoms of carbon that are 10 to 1,000 times stronger than diamond, fullerene. And it's the molecule. And those nanofibers are being put in everything. And interestingly, if you put deuterium inside it, what you have now is a Star Trek thing where the bad Captain Kirk can dial up anybody that's got that nanofiber in it, and there are no forensics like aircraft. They can be nothing to find. And that's Building 7, and the way that steel beam came down and turned to vapor.
So I was thinking, Rick, about what has man done that works with pressure, that can sustain a lot of pressure? And I came up with a different answer. What has man done that can't sustain a lot of pressure? Cannot sustain a lot of pressure. That's what bombs are for. Bombs are to create pressure so great that the devices that we make cannot withstand that pressure, and boom, they explode.
Buildings. And you can shape them so that the thing is shape explosion, so that you can have it go this way, not that way.
And that's what the Panzerfaust was for. At the end of World War II, the German people were given these, like, broom handles. And on the end was a shaped charge. And all you do is point it at a tank, and that shaped charge, when it goes off and hits the tank, it'll destroy the side of the tank and kill everybody in the tank. Yes. We've got Steve Elkins calling in from Florida. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, you guys are moving so fast through the topics, I'm not sure I'm on topic anymore now, but I'll make a comment on the World Trade Center, the Building 7, too, also. But you were talking about what we see is not the reality, and then what we're being told, and talking about the economy. And it was on RBN last week. There was an article showing pretty much a really sparse stadium, a sports stadium, for a football game. And, that's a good indicator right there that people don't have the disposable income to pay the high ticket prices to go watch these professional sporting events. These arenas, they're not full. They're not full. And that's disposable income. If people have it, they'll spend it on a sports ticket. Instead, they're probably just watching it on TV and saying, I'll just watch it from here.
Didn't they build a mall that they're now not sure if people are going to use it? I saw that yesterday.
Yes, that's in the Garden State, or the former Garden State, New Jersey.
They built this huge mall, and now they're not sure anybody's going to use it because...
Yeah, second largest in the country, and they're talking about having ice skating in there and all kinds of rides inside the mall. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Steve Elkins is joining us via telephone. And Steve mentioned how Americans are spending or not spending their money. Specifically, stadiums are not being filled because people don't have the discretional income. However, people, Steve, are still eating out at record rates. So it looks like if you want to know what people are spending their money on, you just throw laziness into the question. You say, what are the things that they can do if they're really lazy, and that's what they spend their money on?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's amazing how much money Americans will waste on eating out. I mean, geez, you think about it. If you add it up in 1 month, think about how much food you could actually buy and put in your refrigerator for the amount that you went out to spend in a restaurant. It is amazing, and you're going to get better quality food, and you're going to actually know how it was prepared, because like you and I, we agree, I don't trust those people in the back. They drop things, they sneeze, they cough on something, and, you know, I'm not trying to be a germaphobe, but I do know people in the industry, and they tell me the horror stories how things happen. You know, I don't want to be part of that, so. But, you know, today, Vince and I received a flyer today that is already advertising Black Friday, which they are trying to get the spin going here to get people on board. If the economy is strong, don't believe it. Anybody talks negative that the economy is not strong, it is strong. Get out there and start spending some money. We will see another poor retail Christmas year. This will be four or five in a row. And in 2020, we will see more store closures. So, well, the question would be is how can you possibly spin this lie of a strong, robust economy when you have corporations, businesses shutting their doors in the new year and poor Christmas sales? So, you know, you can throw all these phony numbers at me, 3.3% unemployment, 3.5% unemployment, job creation. Forget about telling us what the job loss was. Just tell us the job creation, and you're still in the negative on that. You know, we got to open our eyes. We got to see what really is going on here. And we have to, you know, kind of think of the government as that cheating ex-wife. The reason you got rid of her, because she lied and cheated on you. And that's the way I look at this government, a lying, cheating ex-wife.
Steve, there are 183 stores have closed this year. In terms of shops, it looks like 12,000 shops are going to close. I'm talking about corporations. 183 large store-type corporations have closed. You're absolutely right. The numbers lie. We can't trust anything that the government corporation tells us. Not one thing. Not one thing. And I mentioned the best garden hose to buy is the Sears Craftsman Lifetime Rubber Garden Hose, the one that goes below zero and above 100 degrees in terms of the temperature it can withstand. But don't buy it based on a lifetime guarantee, because you won't have it, in my opinion. But yeah, I'm with you.
Another thing
I'm
to bring up real quick
you.
Here is economy that is strong doesn't require quantitative easing and plunge protection pumped in on a daily basis. And that is being done on a daily basis to keep the markets stable. Now, that's not necessary if you actually have a consumer-driven stock market. That's not necessary. But that's exactly what's going on, quantitative easing and plunge protection money. Your tax dollars being shoved into the market for high-end traders to artificially inflate their stock to keep people thinking that the market is strong and buying into the market. That isn't necessary with a really true strong economy, and that's what's going on right now.
The blacklist thing I saw last night, I'm just getting into blacklist, was him giving, Reddington was giving, I think it was one of the Latin American countries, things to counterfeit as much money as he needs. Away it's from the government. Here it is. Go print as much money.
Rick, why don't you also add to your list The Walking Dead?
That's probably, all of these things are going to happen because we all can see them now in our mind's eye. That's what makes it real. And you, me, we have a responsibility to the thoughts we choose to entertain.
When we come back, Steve, if you can stay with us a little bit, you just moved out of California. You have some experience with the area that's been on fire. I'd like to talk about the California wildfires and the cheese graters that are along.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first formal vote on an impeachment investigation in the U.S. House is going to happen shortly on Capitol Hill, as the U.S. House Rules Committee did pass a resolution late last night that includes the establishment of procedures for the investigation, including public hearings. Republicans offered up a slew of amendments. Democrats shot most of them down. Wildfires are still scorching California, north and south. In Northern California, the Kincade Fire is finally about 45% contained. Cal Fire spokesman Tom Porter says it is still just only a wake-up call to just how bad this fire season's probably going to be.
We've had a long and slow season thus far before all of this, and this has been kind of the point at which we've really turned on our season.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Honor today,
talk.
Oh
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just a side comment, class. If you got a chance to hear the, I think, one of the finest commercials ever written and produced, it was the one you just heard about. We want pizza tonight. And the man responsible for that is a USA Prepares instructor. His name is Ron Allen. And if you listen to that commercial, and if you listen to the USA Prepares introduction and outroduction, you will hear his voice. So he is the same guy that did that, and that's over 8 years ago that he did it. And I think he did a great job, which is why I haven't changed the introduction and outroduction for USA Prepares, because he did such a good job the first time. And We Want Pizza Tonight is another one of his creations. So I was thinking about asking him to join us, you know, in the next month or so, and let's do the anatomy of what the heck is going on with commercials on radio, because some of them, and I'm not talking about his, are absolutely awful. Gentlemen, Rick Miller and Steve Elkins, California wildfires. I lived in California for 18 months. That's all I could take with Mrs. Finelli. And I was watching this video of the fire and people who were trapped. And here's what happened. So the grasses were on fire. People were on one side of the divided highway, and they wanted to get across the median to get out of the way. And the government corporation put up a fence in the median so you could not do that. If there were a massive collision, a pileup, you're stuck. You can't get out of the way. In Missouri, if there were a tornado ahead of you, you can't turn around, because these buffoons who work for the Department of Transportation in the various states put these things up, and they say they save lives. But I saw the video where people were trapped. The fire was coming at them fast and furious. They could not get across the median to get to safety because there was a chain link fence there. Now, fortunately for them, it was a chain link fence and not a cheese grater like we have in Missouri. Missouri, we have these aircraft cables that you cannot drive through. You can't go over them. You can't go around them. You can't go through them. But if it's a chain link fence, that's not so bad, because all you need is a pair of pliers. And you just bend the tab at the top. You bend the tab at the bottom. And then you unscrew one vertical kinked piece of chain link fabric. And that's how you can put rolls and rolls together and make it seem seamless, because that's how they put them together. They thread them together. They weave them together, and they bend the top and bottom tabs over, and that's it. Well, with a pair of pliers, you can unbend those tabs and unscrew it and take the fence apart and drive through it. So here's my question for you, Steve. You lived on the left coast. You lived in California. What do you know about those cheese grater types or fence types that would prevent people from getting out of harm's way? Have you seen them?
Actually, I have not, because I left before the first fires. I'd moved down to Florida. Actually, 1 week after I sold my house, the fires came through in 2017. And my only person in the field, there are actually two people. I had Paul Preston in there, who from Agenda 21 Radio. He and I were on the phone quite a bit. Actually, Orlene Curla, also the Eagle Forum president for the state of California, and then Ron McDonald were my only sources of what's going on out there at the time. And pretty much the media gave us what they wanted to give us, and not all the truth, certainly not the facts. I did find out some really interesting things here, that especially on this newest one that just happened, because this actually is in my neighborhood now. I do not know if my house that I sold is going to survive. Now, if you saw where I lived, you'd say, well, this is impossible. This neighborhood to burn down, you're not in the middle of a forest, you're not surrounded by, you know, a lot of vegetation. We do have vineyards on the outskirts, but you would say there's no way. My cousin used to call me and said, you know, the fires. I said, nah, we don't worry about fires here. I don't live in the Redwoods. If I lived in the Redwoods, I would be worried, but not where I live. But now these people have all been evacuated. I have not spoken to my neighbor in 2 days down the street from me. She's living in a hotel. Texted her last night to see what's the status of the neighborhood. I have not heard back from her in 2 days, and she's been very consistent to give me information and talk on the phone. But she has not contacted me or told me in 2 days what is going on with the neighborhood. But what I did find out from Paul Preston was the week prior to the fires. Now, these fires These people are going to think both, oh, you're crazy thinking this, and I'm not. I can prove it. Paul Preston can prove it. There's a lot of active spraying going on in California. Geoengineering is huge. Dane Wigington up in Redding will tell you. He'll show you the evidence of what's going on. Now, it used to be that when they sprayed, they used to actually have external tanks on aircraft. That's gone. That's the old technology. New technology is now that the chemicals are actually mixed in the gasoline or JP4 jet fuel, and it actually comes out in the exhaust. There was heavy spraying the week before these fires hit the second time, and this last week. Heavy spraying the week before. And I can also tell you, talking to other people in the field, people like Deborah Tavares, who's very knowledgeable on smart meters, there is a connection with the smart meters and all these fires. And let me tell you, explain how this all works. You go back to the Internet, you can find the video still on YouTube where Donald Rumsfeld, is back in 1993, is talking about, he's asked a question about direct energy weapons. Do you have them? He says, we do have it, but it's not perfected yet. That was back in 1993. Now, if you understand these smart meters, these electronic boxes on the side of your house, which many people have not refused, or they just turned around and they're there. I turned around and it was already installed in my house. I was at work, so I came home and not even an update to say, hey, would you allow this or not? There was no choice given. You can refuse, opt out now, but there's a charge for that. But what we did find out is that everybody who had a smart meter, and people who did not have smart meter people actually had fires. Their houses were burned down. Let me give you an example where my friend Orlean lives, surrounded by a lot of houses all around her. They all had smart meters. She did not have a smart meter. She refused the smart meter. Their houses all burned to the ground. We're talking the house next door burned to the ground. Her house remained standing, not a scratch on it. Now, these things can be shorted out by a direct energy weapon. That's a fact. They can do that. This is the technology they have. So I'm saying with Agenda 21 and ICLEI, if you look up these two agendas, they're very similar. Sustainability, forcing people out of rural areas. These fires are purposeful. They are intended. Between flooding, they're creating flooding with cloud seeding, and they're using these smart meters and other technology to core out California. Now, when I talked to Paul Preston, he's working on a new project here in California. It's called the New California State, the New State California or New California State Initiative. They are going to try to split the state in two, like Virginia, West Virginia. And what's the reason they want to do so is because Southern California is dragging down the state financially because of probably all the illegals. They want to split the state in two. So it's quite ironic that what Paul is fighting to save, the territory he's saving for the new state of California, the division, is all being burned up. What a coincidence that the territory he's trying to save to start over California will be separate from Southern is all being torched and burned up.
And give that part of California to China, because China has, like Peyton Grant's Pass, where I live up just north, they own 50% right now of Grant's Pass, Oregon. And I'm not talking about our timber either.
Right. Yeah. This is all part of ICLEI and Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, bringing people out of the rural areas. They're going to make sure that they can't go back to rebuild either through high insurance. Their insurance companies won't insure you, or they'll make it so out of reach you can't afford to build there. Or somebody in the past, what they've done, another little slick trick, is they simply throw down a lizard and say it's a rare species and now it's a sanctuary, so you can't live there anyway. They're finding every reason to force people out of these rural areas. People who can't be touched because they're away from civilization here are harder to control. And this is about controlling people, forcing them down to the center. Of course, then you've got the mass transit systems that are being put in place because, well, you're not supposed to have a car in the future. You're supposed to be on the shuttle here going everywhere you want to go. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Paradise
was a smart meter that went unstable, and then it set off 10,000 smart meters that also went unstable. And as a physicist, I'm going to state that that bandwidth is more toxic than detonating a nuclear warhead in the ionosphere.
Rick, let's say with science.
A nuclear winter, the kind of which with smart meters, I think they are an end game weapon. Potentially.
Let's stay with science here for just a second, Rick. So, thermite is made with a combination of aluminum and iron oxide dust. And
yeah, that's
thermite,
1.0 less temperature to cause steel to vaporize. That's a plasma. There's only one thing in the universe that'll cause a steel or slagging, like you see in paradise. The slag that a glass and steel is from plasma. And you got to get a temperature up that big. I'm about to chase a turkey off my porch where I'm eating birds. Ah! I've got wild turkeys that come up second floor. Sorry, I just chased them out.
Here's the point. If we are spraying, we know that aluminum dust is being sprayed, okay? We know that. If we believe that iron oxide is added to that, then we have the two ingredients for thermite. And you can look this up on the internet, class. It's no big deal. It's no secret. It's common. I'm at an educational website that says this is what it's made out of. And what I'm saying is if thermite materials have been sprayed on the in the air to land on the ground and then we have a fire, isn't it logical that we'd have these highly exothermic reactions where we'd have these fires that burn everything in sight and the fire... And the firemen say, wow, I've never been in a fire this hot.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah.
Vincent, you're about the same age. You remember as a kid, do you remember the tinsel they used to sell you for Christmas to put on your Christmas tree? Remember we used to sprinkle it all over? And then later on, for some reason, there were a lot of fires, and the Christmas lights would short out, and then you'd have all these fires. That's essentially what you're looking at here. These trees are coated with aluminum. They've been spraying. They got a layer on them. These things are going to burn hot, and they're going to spread, and embers are going to fly. These things are cooking hot because of the aluminum coating from spraying. Same way as that tinsel on that old Christmas tree back in the old days.
Man, that's the analogy that I've been trying to
draw.
Steve Elkins, we've got Robert in Kansas on hold. I'm going to see you tomorrow at USA Prepares Hour. Number one, right?
Got it. See you then.
Yeah, see you then.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. That's where you can find his writings, his books, and buy them right there on the internet. Robert in Kansas has been patiently waiting. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, good morning, Vincent. I was just wondering if you and Dr. Miller both said that you think the sea level is going to rise.
Absolutely.
Okay.
With respect to the Earth, yes.
Okay, so somewhere like Florida, which has the fastest growing, one of the fastest growing beachfront, you know, condominium developments in the world, the people who build those things, invest in them, finance them, use the debt for the banks, they're building these things, and there is no account for the ocean rising. They're just like in London, they loan out just like a 30-40 year mortgage. You can still get those in England. What I'm saying is that the people, the financial institutions of the world, they know that those investments are not in jeopardy the way that the climate change, sea level rising.
Robert, are you saying that the investment village is all knowing and doesn't make mistakes? And why in heaven's name would they permit the expansion and the dollars going into the structures on the coast? Because if they did, they would never allow those funds to be lent out. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that the people who actually know what's going on know that it's nonsense. If you look at Barack Obama just bought a mansion at Martha's Vineyard, it's literally about 10 feet above sea level. These people know that it's not going to happen, and yet it's a hysteria. 150 years ago of harbors in Sydney where the sea hasn't risen one centimeter. It hasn't moved at all. And it's just they're not accounting for it. There's no insurance for it. In the prospectus, when you're investing, it doesn't say in there if climate change were to happen, this investment is worth nothing. It doesn't say that for a reason because they know it's not going to happen.
Robert, seriously, I think you're pulling my leg because the money people, the people behind the concept of money, have invested in Macy's, which is closing stores, Nordstrom, which is closing stores, Target, also pronounced Target, closing stores, Kohl's, closing stores, Lord & Taylor, an institution where my mother used to buy my clothes when I was a child.
Yeah.
Okay, Robert, what I'm saying is I have been thinking for years, these people are dumb as a box of rocks to be expanding. Sports Authority, bankrupt. They're building buildings like crazy, expensive buildings, stores. And I'm thinking, these guys don't know that we're in the second Great Depression. So I'm telling you that from my vantage point, that just because people are financiers doesn't mean they know much. For example, my neighbor was telling me that his property, his bank told him his property was not worth very much because of where it's located. He would be better off with a city property. That's a banker telling him this. That banker is a jerk. There's nothing better than farmland compared to city land. Now, maybe if the economy keeps bumping along with the lies and the cash infusions and injections and stimuli, yeah, okay, maybe for a while the city properties will be worth more. The market won't collapse as soon as if they stopped injecting liquidity. I'm telling you that I look at business people who are supposed to be all and know alls, and they're really not so smart. They really aren't. Because if they were, Robert, they would have farmland to ride out the storm. They're in it for the dollar. And where I sit, I'm not going to help them. If my banker who keeps hitting me with all kinds of trying to charge me for all kinds of transactions that never used to exist, if that guy needs something to eat, geez, I'm all out. All out. So most so sorry. Don't have any. That's where I'm coming from. These guys don't know. They really don't know. Bankers are greedy people. Really greedy. And if you look at credit card interest rates, 29%+. How much more greedy can you get than that? So you trust those people? Is that what you're saying, Robert?
No, Vince, I'm not saying I trust them. I'm saying that they're not going to make those investments. You know, Barack Obama, he advocated for climate change and everything, but he bought that mansion, you know. I think they're just lying to us.
Whose money did he use? Was that his money or somebody else's? Rick, any quick comments?
I'm just unbelievable. You know, red herring. I'll spend $1 billion over here to misdirect you because I got $20 billion.
Yeah. Hey, Robert, thanks for your...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.